There's some alarming information in this new study that was published in the Journal of Pediatrics about this huge increase in kids getting to edibles and eating edibles. And give me a sense of when maybe this all started.
Yeah, so we did find that our biggest jump was between 2019 and 2020, and we don't have an exact reason for why specifically those 2 years. But, I mean, you know, as this becomes more legalized and it's more widespread and people have it in their homes more, we expect the number of cases that we're seeing to rise. That's not totally surprising, but it is quite a big jump. I think the other thing that surprised us was the fact that the number of hospitalizations and the number of more moderate and major effects that we were seeing also increased when we compared the 2 years during the pandemic to the first 3 years of the study. So that was kind of a surprise to us. We didn't have a good reason for why that might be. It could be that, are kids getting into more because they're at home more? Or are they getting into higher concentrations of things? I think we'll need some future study on that to try and figure that out. But the fact that we did see, instead of just a kind of steady rise, a pretty big jump up there in the last 2 years of the study.
Give me a sense of what it does to a kid's body. Somebody who's like a six-year-old swallows a weed gummy. What is the reaction a six-year-old's going to feel?
Yeah, so one of the most common things that we found were the central nervous system effects, and that's a pretty wide category. That could be anything from they're just not acting like themselves, they're a little bit more tired than normal, all the way to the more severe end of them being unresponsive and in a coma. Thankfully, the more severe end of things was still fairly uncommon in our study, but 70% of people presented with some sort of central nervous system effects. So that was by far the most common thing, and probably the easiest thing for parents, caregivers, whoever's taking care of the child to first notice when they're not acting right. Other things that we found were vomiting, fast breathing, difficulties with balance, those types of things as well.
And is the real issue here just that the way these edibles are marketed, a kid sees them as candy just as an adult sees them as candy as well?
I think that's one of the biggest areas that we are hoping to raise some awareness on in this study, is that, this is going to be something that's going to be a part of homes in the future. And hopefully by raising awareness of this big increase, people can start to store it more safely. I think there still needs to be a shift in the mindset out there that this could be another potential household hazard, like medications or cleaning substances, things that people routinely think of as, I need to store this away from my child where they can't accidentally get into this. I think it's harder to think of it that way because it is in a, a candy form. So I know here in Illinois, at least, we have some laws kind of regulating what the packaging can look like, regulating how much can go into a packet. And I think other states are heading that way as well. I know some other states like California have already enacted those. So things like making it opaque packaging so kids can't see what's in there, so they're not attracted to it. It can't have designs or cartoons or things that are appealing to children on the outside label. And then they're also limited in terms of what the actual form of the edible can take to try and, again, decrease the risk of a kid getting interested in trying to get a snack like they would, any other snack in the kitchen.
And is some of this just parents being more aware? When I was a kid, my parents didn't have a key to the liquor cabinet, but they definitely probably kept an eye to make sure nobody was getting into that. Is that the same thing here? Just, if you're eating edibles, which is fine, it's legal here in New York, just hiding them somewhere where they can't be found?
Yeah, so a couple things that can be done. One is hiding them away from other areas where snacks are stored or consumed. So out of the kitchen, out of the dining room. If you're using them, not setting them down, even for, a couple minutes, because that's all it takes for a child to go after something. So if you're going to use it, put it back away in a high locked up cupboard and child resistant container. And then not using it in front of the kids also is helpful because then they don't see it as something, a snack that they want to try and go seek out. Those are just some of the things that we recommend as ways to reduce the risk in the home.
And so just to make it clear, you're not calling for a ban of these types of things. You just want people to be more responsible with them.
Exactly. We're not calling for a ban. We're not saying that. We think that there are some areas that we can improve in public awareness, improving these strategies in the home. I think both from a general public side of things and also a healthcare provider side of things, we need to do a better job as physicians and care practitioners of just raising awareness with our patients and educating them about these things. As any child would be taken to their family doctor or pediatrician, they're going to be talking about seatbelt safety, wearing helmets. This, we're hoping, will just be part of the things that they talk about in the home, part of the things that they feel comfortable and in a non-judgmental setting talking to their providers about and asking those questions. And then also potentially some legislation regarding the actual packaging itself.
Yeah, and you know, it's new here in New York. We opened our first pot shop last week, Legal Weed, in New York City. So I think this is a really important message for people to hear here in New York City who are, you know, rightfully so excited that they can go and buy these products now, but that they have to be careful.
Yeah, exactly. That was the main purpose of our study, is just, you know, be careful in the home. And, you know, we're not saying that this needs to be banned or removed. It's just we want to educate people and raise awareness and get this out there in the public discussion more and have them feel comfortable talking to other people about this.